Joining us on WITF. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms that could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, the low 73. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid with a high 85.
Welcome back to Smart Talk. At the end of last year, the Columbia Borough Council in Lancaster County unanimously voted to enact an ordinance that requires Columbia businesses, apartments, and nursing care facilities to have lock boxes, also known as Knox boxes, installed outside their buildings. The boxes are intended to contain keys and building blueprints to be used by emergency personnel responding to events like fires. This is the end of last year, but now, 7 months later, some business owners are pushing back against the ordinance, and we're going to talk to some guests today from Columbia government, the borough government, and also one of those business owners coming up a little bit later in the program. But first, John Novak is a Columbia Borough Councilman, and Douglas Kemmerly is the Columbia Fire Chief. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having
me.
Well, let's start with the reasons why. By the way, this is not something that is unique to Columbia. There are a number of other places, municipalities in Lancaster County and throughout Pennsylvania that have lockboxes on the side of these type buildings. But Councilman Novak, let me start with you. Why lockboxes in Columbia?
I think one of the things that we had to take into consideration, Columbia is a relatively small borough. It's 2.4 square miles of land, and we have almost 10,400 residents that live in our borough. And that puts about 4,260 people per square mile within our borough. So safety had to be a primary factor in all of the decisions that we make. And safety of our residents, visitors, and businesses with the borough are and remain a top priority and focus of the borough council, its committees, staff, boards, organizations that operate under the Columbia umbrella, particularly our Columbia Borough Police Department and our Columbia Borough Fire Department. The conversation for the lockbox system started at the beginning of 2017 and became enacted by a unanimous vote by borough council in December of 2017. And The primary focus is and was and has to be the safety of our entire community. We certainly understand and appreciate private individual concerns, and we've made available for comment since this has recently come to surface again at our council meeting in July, and again just recently at a combined public safety and legislative meeting in August.
So I want public safety is the number one reason behind this. Chief Kemmerly, though, let me ask you, have there been occasions where your fire department has shown up to a building and you just did not know what you were going into, and you thought, well, if we had the blueprints here, we had a keyed way to get in, that we'd be able to get to this quicker or maybe even save this building?
Absolutely. One example we just had, was just last Saturday. We had an apartment complex that has, I believe, 12 apartments in it. When we pulled up, we got out of the fire truck. One of our first senses we used is smell. So we smelt something burning. At that time, we believed it was something on the stove. So we go to the second floor where we're met by four apartment doors. Each one of those doors were locked. Nobody answered the door. So when we got to the second floor, we had no odor of something burning up there, but we had it outside. So we were still concerned because the fire alarm was going off. If there would have been a small fire in there and we did not investigate it, it could have potentially taken out half of the block on South 3rd Street and about four or five houses on Union Street, because we're, again, so densely packed that we have row home after row home after row home, and one fire that develops and grows can take out a whole quadrant of a block in Columbia.
I think a lot of people, unless someone has actually experienced this, they get most of their information from TV or movies, that kind of thing. What they picture is fire department showing up, take an axe, break the window, unlock the door. That's how you get in.
Sure, and we can do that. But again, the mission of the fire department is to preserve property. We're not here to destroy property. Though some people don't think that because of the damage we do, because we have to make sure the fire is out. Our job is to preserve life. Obviously, life is our first priority, and our second priority is property. And with an axe, with that same apartment owner, if we would have forced all four of her doors that owned that property, she's probably looking at a $2,000 to $4,000 expense to replace those four doors, because it's not just the door, it's the frame around it which ends up getting broke. It's the doorknob, it's the door lock. So again, we're in the business to save property and not destroy it if we absolutely can avoid that.
Councilman Novak, from what you've described, this ordinance is in effect now. It's just that there have been warnings to those who haven't complied. But part of the ordinance would, there would be a $600 fine or 30 days in jail if someone did not pay that. Am I accurate in saying that this is in effect now?
The ordinance is in effect. When the ordinance was put into effect in December of 2017, the ordinance states that there is a one-year window for compliance. Now, the borough used as a means of education and communication through our codes department, who does yearly fire inspections on specific properties, rentals, and commercial businesses within our borough. So during that process period, it was part of the fire inspection education that going forward and starting in January of 2019, that they are required. When we were doing that education with the fire inspections, we explained to them two things: the benefits of having them, costs overriding certainly safety, and certainly overriding possible replacement costs. And also, as part of the ordinance, it does list that it is a non-compliance, that a notice of violation can be issued, and there is fees and charges that are associated with that. And yes, the ordinance also does list up until possible jail time.
Mm-hmm. So, final question for you, because I did want to talk with one of these business owners in just a few minutes. But the objections that you've gotten are privacy one, cost is another reason. I mean, these things could cost $200 to $700. Privacy, security, that some of these business owners are concerned that these lock boxes could be tampered with or destroyed, and there would be a key, there would be blueprints. So how do you answer those things?
Well, first of all, just the first objection that you brought up was the fact of cost. And yes, the Knox boxes cost, and they are a cost to either the business owner that owns the building or the business that's in the business. Mainly, I would feel that it would be the owner of the building's responsibility, which in many cases is the business owner. And they do run anywhere from $300 to $700 based upon the size that's required for the building. Many of the smaller businesses or smaller apartment complexes would only require probably a $300 box. Again, we're weighing out cost versus safety. And not only, and not to lessen anything, the property that they own or the people that may, if there are apartments attached or homes adjacent to, but also a primary look at was, we operate our borough with an all-volunteer fire department. and we need to look at the safety of those individuals. It has come to light most recently about the loss of life of volunteer firefighters and first responders that, you know, there is every day when they go out there, they're putting their life on the line to protect and serve the community of which I am a part of. So the cost, there is a cost involved, and it's a cost that definitely doesn't outweigh the safety factor of their business and our fire department.
What about the part that, and if I could ask you to be brief on this one, because I do want to get to Kena Super Cup in just a few minutes, but tampering with these that possibly a burglar could get in.
The Knox box system, now our ordinance says lock box. The fire chief has decided Lockbox is the company that we chose because of their high UL rating for security in business over 40 years. We've been using these in the borough for over 20 years on a voluntary basis. And now as the community continues to grow and businesses come in, we needed to look at what other ways can we protect our citizens and our fire company.
And you think that this would do it? Hey, gentlemen, I have to take leave of you right now. John Novak is a Columbia Borough Councilman. Douglas Kemmerly is the Columbia Fire Chief. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you
for having us.
All right. Now I want to turn to Kena Sukup, who is owner of Sukup Automotive in Columbia. She circulated a petition against this ordinance. Ms. Sukup, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So you got to hear what Councilman Novak said and the fire chief, Doug Kemmerly, had to say. Do you still oppose this ordinance?
Absolutely, I do 100%, and so do all the businesses that signed the petition.
And why is that?
Well, so two of the issues that you had brought up were, security, as far as how if the box can be tampered with, and then also the cost was brought up. But honestly, what we are most concerned about is neither of those. I mean, they're on the list, but the highest for us is accountability. If anything goes wrong with this box, whether it's a manufacturer defect, and somehow the box is used in a way that, you know, gains access to our building, it says right on Knox Box's website, they are responsible for nothing. And so, to me, the responsibility would fall on the borough at that point. You know, they forced us to put them up. So if anything were to happen to our property because of the Knox box being, you know, whether it's faulty or whether, you know, a member of the fire department or the police uses their key in a way that it's not supposed to be used, there's no accountability. You know, everything would fall back on us as a business owner. So to us, accountability is number one.
So, again, you got to hear what Councilman Novak had to say and Doug Kemmerly, the fire chief, that the safety of the borough and its residents, so the first responders, that it outweighs cost. Now, as you just said, that's not the main concern that you have. But what about that safety factor? As I pointed out, there are other municipalities that have these lockboxes.
Right. And you know what? The other municipalities can do whatever they want, and those are not my concern. My concern is how my business is in Columbia Borough, you know, and the other 42 businesses that signed that petition, that's what their concern is as well. We don't care what West Hemphill is doing. We don't care what Mount Joy is doing. We care what Columbia Borough is doing, and we care if the council is listening to us. You know, they aren't... I don't need laws and ordinances to protect me from myself. There is something called the cost of doing business. And that is if we choose to not have a lockbox and that means our door gets broken in, hey, you know what? That's the cost of doing business. We accept the fact that employees make mistakes and we pay for those mistakes. We accept that, you know, at some point our business can be compromised and that is the cost of doing business. And we want the right to choose whether or not that box is on the front of the building, and we want the right to choose who has access to our building and how.
So you don't like the aspect of this that it's mandated. We only have about 30 seconds left. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. So what's next? What do you plan to
what's
do next?
Well, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get some other information put together. Just in January, there was a knock box that was, you know, the master key was used to gain access and stole tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff from it. And so, you know, I will continue to gather information and I will go to the next meeting. And hopefully there's other business owners behind me that are willing to continue to fight for this to become voluntary and not mandated.
Where was that burglary that you're talking about?
Texas.
Oh, in Texas. Okay. All right. So, Kina Sokup, owner of Sokup Automotive in Columbia, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
We bring this to your attention because this is something that other municipalities may be considering. As we see, there are already some that do have them. Coming up on Monday.